He approached the situation carefully. He'd been standing in the field of his own emotions, waving round in the wind gracefully. She stayed sheltered in the small house that was situated in the centre, basically built up of metal sheets she picked up in the aftermath of the storm from yesterday. He decided that he'd been treading through the field for too long, so he gathered up every piece of strength he had, put them in a bag and began to walk. He approached the door of the house with his hand trembling, stood and knocked, and as he waited for her to answer, the wind just kind of stopped. She could hear a knocking sound coming from the front door. She thought she was the only one that had survived. She walked pacing slow so the wood wouldn't creak on the dusty floor. She peered out of a peephole at a shadow standing on the porch.